Dreamscape presents Guadalcanal Diary by Richard Tregaskis. Narrated by Pete Cross. Introduction by Mark Bowden. War makes for great stories. It by definition involves matters of historical importance, and it is rivaled by few events in life for drama. It sounds mercenary for a writer to say so, but it has always been true. Stories about battle have been popular and significant since before language was written. Even poor accounts of it, self-serving memoirs, bald propaganda, often make for compelling reading because the deeds of war, the cruelty and self-sacrifice, the cowardice and heroism, are enacted at such extremes of human experience that they ultimately transcend the words that describe them. The very best stories of war tend to come from writers who understand this, who know their place, who recognize that the struggle they observe and record carries a great deal more weight than their account of it ever will. Abraham Lincoln touched on this when he spoke at Gettysburg. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. We have long remembered, of course, what Lincoln said, but even his immortal words carry less weight than the deeds of the men who fought and died. The great thing about words, however, is that they enable memory. Remembrance is the least we owe those who accomplished heroic deeds. Their stories are needed not only to inspire warriors who will be called upon to fight in the future, but to inspire us all with the best kind of national pride. In the words of the dying captain at the end of Saving Private Ryan, we are called upon to earn this. During World War II, America fought a famous series of vicious battles against the Japanese on islands in the Pacific. Richard Tregaskis went along as a war correspondent for the first of those battles, on the island of Guadalcanal, and wrote an account, his best-selling Guadalcanal Diary, that stands today as one of the best of its genre. Downplaying his own extraordinary heroism, writing with great fairness and restraint, Tregaskis shaped America's understanding of the war and influenced every account that came after, fiction or nonfiction. From Norman Mailer's The Naked and the Dead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?